may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Why are you all here tonight? Think about that. Why are you here? I think it is because we are all instinctively drawn by the desire to accompany Jesus, to be his companion during his passion and death. This night engenders a powerful feeling of compassion and empathy. Witnessing or participating in the washing of feet and the enactment of the Holy and Last Supper brings these moments into sharp focus. They move beyond mere symbols to indelible markers on the road towards Easter morning. Why are we here this evening? Being a part of the Maundy Thursday liturgy can be likened to pulling out a photo album of family or parish gatherings. We relive those times, and the photographs keep alive, keep close to us, the people that we love. Tonight is so different from other nights, but why? The washing of feet carries the same lessons tonight as it did in the upper room, because we all are brothers and sisters in Christ, called to a life of service, compassion, and humility. We can envision the upper room, flickering candles, casting a golden glow, the aroma of fresh bread and new wine, the recitation of a psalm, and the singing of a hymn. The apostles murmuring among themselves, because after 3 years together, they have learned to discern Jesus' mood. Tonight, they note that he seems unusually somber, even sad. When Jesus took the bread and wine, blessed them, gave them to the apostles, he directed them to do so in his memory. Tonight, when Libby consecrates the bread and wine, she is following our Lord's command. She is part of a line of many thousands of priests who have followed this command through countless centuries. Tonight, we are in communion with Christians from Tibet to Australia, enacting the same sacred ritual. And we are a solemn part of the fellowship of Christians from the early centuries onward to tonight. We carry out those same sacred rituals. Why are we here tonight? We are here tonight simply because we love Jesus and we wish to be with him on this lonely night. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Fellow servants of our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night before his death, Jesus set an example for his disciples by washing their feet, a humble act of service. He taught that strength and growth in the life of the kingdom of God come not by power, authority, or even a miracle, but by such lowly service. We all need to remember his example. Therefore, I invite you who share in the royal priesthood of Christ to come forward, that we may recall whose servant we are by following the example of our Master. But come remembering his admonition, that there will be done for you is also to be done by you to others. For a servant is not greater than his master, nor is one who is sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.